I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Big or small, we want it all. It's Good Vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
Tara in Hudson is on the line. Tara, good morning.
Good morning.
Good vibes. You have one to share.
I do have a good vibe. I was just visiting my friend out of town, and he has a new roommate who brought a dog into this household named Stella, and she is such a value add. She is so cute, and I haven't owned a pet in a really long time. I was just obsessed, just taking her on walks, hanging out in the backyard with her.
Aww.
And I was just like, I don't know if I can get a pet right now, but I'm starting to think that I want to board fosters, you know, just because, gosh, dogs are such a good vibe and just give so much back to us. And so I'm thinking, like, I'm having animal love right now that just needs to be, I need to take action on it. So
that would be really cool if you would do that. How many foster dogs could you take in at one time?
I think you can only do one, maybe two at a time. So I'm planning on just starting with one. But, you know, one of them might find their forever home with me. And then every new foster that I take on after that or board, you know, would have a friend.
You know, I love that because I'm the same way where I'm like, I don't think I'm in a place to be able to get a dog. But having fosters, that'd be so fun.
Yeah, you should start with one.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and I have a really good friend who fosters, and she even had a foster she had for almost 6 months get picked up by, you know, taken home by a forever family. Mm-hmm. And they were leaving the state, and they came by to tell my friend and have a goodbye with her, with their dog Meatball, that they thanked her for taking such good care of, and that they were, you know, just wanted her to have a last chance to say goodbye before they relocated.
Aww.
And I was like, oh my God, I know. So that's a good vibe too.
That's so cute.
I'm just picturing you, Tara, bringing these dogs into your home, and you get attached to them, and you're like, you know what, I can keep this one. And then
you get another one, and it's like, yeah, I could keep this one.
And then you have 13 dogs in your house, and you're like, where did this go wrong?
I don't see a problem there. That sounds like heaven.
Well, yeah, 13 dogs is a little much, but, you know, I could definitely be open to having two forever dogs. So much fun. They get you out of the house. They're just nothing but love.
Tara, I think it's great you're doing that.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling up this morning with your good vibe.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Here's how you reach us, 216-474-0104. You can call, you can text, you can let us know your good vibe. Every morning on the Q Morning Show, Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Happy Halloween. At Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse last night, oh my goodness, the Cavaliers decimated the Los Angeles Lakers.
Really?
I mean, just took them apart the entire game. It wasn't even game. It wasn't even close.
Wow. Yeah. Talk about a win-win. We got to have LeBron and Bronny back in Cleveland, but the Cavs still won.
That's the only reason I watched until the end of the game, because I wanted to see if Bronny would have a chance to come into the game, to check into the game. I didn't think he would if the game was close.
Uh-huh.
But the Cavs were up by over 20 for most of the game.
Wow. Okay.
So Bronny James checked into the game about 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and last night he had his first points as an NBA player. Here's how that sounded.
James, guarded by Tyson, steps back, and Bronny James has his first points in the NBA.
I mean, the crowd was really supportive of Bronny. They went nuts when he checked into the game.
What better place for him to score his very first NBA points than right here?
How about that? You know, that's interesting. I wonder where LeBron scored his first points as an NBA player.
I wonder. I don't know.
It could have been at home, but I don't know. I'd have to look that up. It might have been an away game, the first game of the season when he was a rookie back in 2003. So I'm not sure, but yeah, it's very special. Here's what LeBron had to say after the game about Bronny's first points as an NBA player.
He's better than I would have been in that situation. 20,000 fans screaming my name to get in the game and wanting me to be in the game. The roles reversed. I don't know if I would have been able to handle it. So just commend him on, you know, his composure, the way he approaches, you know, not only the game, but just approach, you know, life in general. And to see him get his first NBA basket in this arena where he grew up not too far away from here, that's an unbelievable moment. Unbelievable moment for him, for our family. It's just pretty cool to be a part of it.
The only thing I regretted not seeing was LeBron and Bronny on the court playing together at the same time. They've already done that. They did that in the first game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to see it here. But I get why it didn't happen. The game was well over by the time Bronny checked in, and LeBron was already out, and you don't want to risk injury to him. So,
well, yeah.
Yeah, so he sat.
I just did a quick little Google search. Don't quote me here, but I think LeBron scored his first points in... at an away game.
Yeah, the Cavs might have started their season in 2003 on the road. So I don't know where LeBron got his first points.
It looks like it was Sacramento, I think.
Here's what Bronny had to say after the game.
Yeah, I mean, it was insane. Much more than I anticipated, for sure. But it's all love. Like, it was a nice moment. The chance really got me. Like, I was straight-faced, but I felt it. And it felt pretty good, especially coming from here.
That's cool.
It's really cool because I can, like, without even seeing him saying that, I can hear him smiling, like, as he's talking, which is very cool. I'm glad that he had, like, such a cool experience and got to have those points here at home.
It's a really nice moment, and I'm happy it happened in Cleveland last night in front of those fans.
Yeah.
Very special. Switching gears, Taylor Swift.
Oh, what's she doing?
Did you see what she posted on Instagram the other day?
No.
She was just reflecting on her weekend in New Orleans, where the Eras Tour was. She says, wow, what a wonderful weekend. One of the things I'll always remember from this weekend was getting to surprise the crowd with a performance by the pop princess of our dreams. That was Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, wow. Imagine being called a pop princess by Taylor Swift.
Yeah, listen to this endorsement from Taylor Swift. One of the reasons I respect her so much, talking about Sabrina, is that she does things like this, goes out of her way to give fans a surprise moment they didn't expect. She's as real as they come, and I'm so thankful she did that for us.
So cool.
I know.
We got some cool, good vibes happening this morning. I love it.
If I was Sabrina, I would screenshot that.
Oh, yeah.
Save that. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. What are you doing for trick-or-treat tonight? I can't imagine. Are there because you don't even know. You haven't lived in the apartment for a year. Are there trick-or-treaters that go through the hallways at your apartment complex?
No, I doubt it. There's never trick-or-treaters in any apartments I've ever lived in. So I am heading back to Brunstucky, good old Brunswick. Going to hang out with the family, hand out some candy. I hope we get some trick-or-treaters. I know that they haven't had many the last couple of years. So I'm hoping we get a couple.
Trick or treat tonight is going to be a little different at my house because of just circumstances, because of life, because life goes on, because we get older, kids get older.
You're getting very deep on this Halloween. What's going on?
So ever since we moved back to Ohio in 2021, we were spending Halloween with my brother's family and my niece Sadie. Sadie is a year older than Drew.
Okay.
And Will was younger then, and so they would all go trick-or-treating together as a group. Now that everyone's a little bit older, tonight Will is going to go trick-or-treating with friends.
Okay.
Sadie, my niece, is going to go trick-or-treating with friends.
Okay.
Drew, I gotta turn off this music. It's not supposed to be a spooky story. It's not a spooky story I'm telling. Drew tonight doesn't have anyone to trick-or-treat with.
Well, Drew's only, what, nine?
He's nine.
So, I mean, he's a little young to be going out with just friends anyways.
So, we reached out to a few of the parents of his friends, but everybody's got something else going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they go out with, you know, cousins, or they stay in their neighborhood or whatever.
Yeah.
And so, I feel guilty. My wife and I are like, oh, my gosh. In fact, we're texting back and forth with each other right now about this because we both feel kind of guilty about this. She texted me this morning. She's like, I feel kind of bad for him. He doesn't get to experience the normal kid things. And I said, because Drew's not normal or because we're bad parents? And she's like, we're lazy parents.
No, I don't think you're lazy. Well, are you taking him trick-or-treating?
I'm taking him. It's going to be me.
Okay.
So I'm going to try to show him a good time tonight.
What are you dressing up as?
Well, I'm not dressing up as anything. I'm not going trick-or-treating. He's going trick-or-treating in his costume.
Okay, that's lazy.
Why?
You're going to take him trick-or-treating and you're not going to be dressed up at all?
No, I'm not trick-or-treating.
You're not even going to just have like a t-shirt that says, this is my costume or like just something stupid. You have to dress up at least in some way, shape, or form. It's Halloween.
Oh, come on. Now you're making me feel even worse. I have to dress up tonight?
Yes, you're taking him trick-or-treating.
Oh, no. I'm not going up to the doors. I'm just going to stand on the sidewalk. He's going up.
Okay, so you've handed out candy on Halloween before, right?
Yes, of course.
Do you not see parents also dressed up with their kids?
I'll be honest with you. I can't tell you if I've noticed or not.
Oh, you're lying to me. You're lying straight to my face right now.
I've seen the parents that are holding their babies. Sometimes the parents are dressed up.
Oh, we already know how Bill feels about that, so.
Okay, well, now you're making me feel worse. Now I have to get a costume tonight?
Yeah. Stop by Spirit Halloween on your way home.
Oh,
see what they got.
See, I don't want to spend any money. I do not want to be spending $30 to $50 at Spirit Halloween on Halloween Day.
I'm sure stuff is on sale.
216-474-0104. Let's hash this out. If you are a parent and you're taking your kid trick-or-treating, do you have to dress up in costume as well?
I'm not saying you have to. I'm just saying it'd be cool. And like it's a little lazy not to.
Do you think he'd have more fun if I did?
Oh, yeah. I think he would think that that's so fun.
All right, let's get into that. 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. Happy Halloween. So I'm taking my 9-year-old son, Drew, trick-or-treating tonight. And it's just him. His brother, his cousin, they have plans with friends. We were not able to find Drew any friends to trick-or-treat with tonight. So I'm already feeling guilty about it and a little extra pressure to show the kid a good time.
And I'm not helping.
And now, yeah, Alyssa is just piling on and she's saying, well, you need to wear a costume tonight, too. And I am definitely not prepared for that. Jessica in Westlake, what do you think about me wearing a costume tonight? Do I have to do that?
I don't think it's necessary, no.
Okay, it's not necessary.
You don't think he should dress up?
I don't think it is. I mean, I've done it both ways before, but no, I don't think it's necessary. I did tell him that I think that he should, since he was already planning on doing it, that he should just go to one of his friend's neighborhoods, and then he doesn't have to worry about it.
Is that allowed?
Yeah. just like neighborhood hop? I used to do that to go to the neighborhoods with the big full-size candy bars.
Oh, you don't.
I'm from Brunswick, but I would go to Strongsville to get the full-size candy bars.
You don't have to stay in your own neighborhood. You can actually venture out into other neighborhoods.
I mean, you can.
I'm learning a lot. Sandy in Middleburg Heights, good morning.
Morning.
Do I have to wear a costume tonight, trick-or-treating?
I mean, at least just a mask, something.
Do I have random masks around my house right now?
Oh, I'm sure you have something. Come on. You can scrape something together.
Do you think that's...
I dress up every year with the kids.
What are you dressing up as tonight?
So my kids are 8 and 10, mm-hmm. and my daughter's a cheetah, so I'm a cheetah. And I just have a headband. I paint my face, a tail.
Yeah. You
that's
need
a lot.
To
when
go
they were younger,
out.
I would dress up more. But...
It sounds like you're dressing up enough tonight.
It's Oh, just get a mask or something.
Yeah, like we're not asking for a lot here, Bill.
All right.
Just a little bit of effort.
Julie in Suffield Township, do you agree with Sandy? Do I need to dress up?
No, I don't think you do. If you want to, by all means, go ahead. I don't think it's a requirement. It's not necessary.
There's so many rules.
Your kid will have just as much fun if you are not dressed up. I guarantee it.
I hope so. I mean, that's...
I feel like he might have a little more fun, though, if you were dressed up.
That's what the most important thing... I don't even know if Drew would notice if I was dressed up. You know, he's so...
come on.
I'm sure he's going to be focused on what he's doing, not necessarily what I'm doing. Adrian in Strongsville. Now, Adrian, how old are you?
I'm 9.
So you're 9 years old. My son is 9 years old.
So we have we have probably like the best person on the phone right now to give you a solid answer of how Drew is feeling. So Adrian, do you think that Bill should dress up to take Drew trick-or-treating tonight?
I think you should. Because if you didn't, you would just be like on the sidewalk, just like, you won't even be with him. You would be like just invisible. You'd be walking down and he would be trick-or-treating up to the doors. So if you were dressed up, you would be going up with him and he would have more fun.
It's kind of like me in my daily life right now. Everywhere I go, I come to work, I'm invisible.
What? Oh my gosh. You really are getting deep on this Halloween.
No one pays any attention to me.
To be fair, Adrian has a point. You would just look like a weird guy standing on the sidewalk as Drew goes up to the houses.
Well, I don't want that to happen.
Exactly.
Like, I got to keep, like, pointing out, like, that's my son
like,
right there.
Like, I promise, I have a kid. I'm not being weird. I'm with someone. He's just up at the door. So, yeah.
I'm with him.
Get yourself a costume.
We're together. Okay. I will search through the cupboards where, I don't know, where we keep masks. In the closet.
You can literally just like get toilet paper, tape it on you, and call yourself a mummy.
Oh, come on.
Give me 10 minutes. I'll have 10 costumes ready to go for
you. Thank you for the help this morning. It's Q1. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll want a sheet on you every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon. Or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles. Maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
04.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Happy Halloween. It's Kelly in Madison. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
We have a 3-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 3 questions, Kelly?
Absolutely.
Number one, her Guts World Tour just dropped on Netflix 2 days ago. Who is the artist?
Guts World Tour?
Yes, the name of the world tour was called Guts.
Olivia Rodrigo?
Question 2. The slogan for this candy is Get the Sensation.
Oh, gosh, I've never heard of that. Payday?
And question 3. In which state did the Salem witch trials take place?
North Carolina.
Kelly! Your final tally, 1 for 3.
Oh, darn.
That's not too bad. I don't know. It's very difficult for me to gauge the difficulty level of these questions sometimes. Like, questions that I think are easy turn out to be hard for Alyssa, and then she complains about them to me later. So let's get her back in the studio.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
Kelly, what do you have planned for trick-or-treat tonight?
Working and then taking my kids trick-or-treating.
What time is trick-or-treat in Madison tonight? Is it just when it gets dark or is it a specific time?
I think for most cities it's a specific time from 6 to 8.
Okay, very good. It's Kelly in Madison, Alyssa.
Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Alyssa.
Alyssa just took a big swig of energy drink, so she is ready for her 3 questions, I'm assuming.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Question 1. Her Guts World Tour just dropped on Netflix 2 days ago. Who is the artist?
Olivia Rodrigo.
That is correct. Question number 2. The slogan for this candy is Get the Sensation.
What?
Get the Sensation, the slogan for this candy. Come on, hurry up. Kelly's got to go somewhere. She's getting out of her car right now.
I don't know.
All right, I'm going to say you're wrong. It's York Peppermint Patty.
Oh, okay.
Also something you do not want to see in your Halloween bag.
No, that's never something I got excited about.
Yeah, did not enjoy the York peppermint patties. All right, question number three here. In which state, Alyssa, did the Salem witch trials take place?
Massachusetts.
That is correct. Alyssa, 2 for 3 today. Kelly only went 1 for 3. However, Kelly, we know you got to get somewhere. Where are you going this morning?
I'm just picking up breakfast at McDonald's and then heading into work.
Oh. What are you getting at McDonald's?
A sausage McMuffin and a hash brown.
Dang it.
See?
I've been trying to tell Bill that McGriddles are better than McMuffins. This has been an ongoing debate all week, and he's not on my side.
Yeah, you have my order, Kelly. That would be my order at McDonald's. We do have a parting gift for you as well. Outside of the McDonald's breakfast, we have tickets to see Dance for the Holidays with Derek Hough, November 8th at the Akron Civic Theater.
Awesome, thank you. My name is Kelly, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
We have real-life ghost stories coming up this morning right around 8:25.
Ooh.
A local ghost, too, from what I understand.
Oh, boy. Local ghost.
So it's the Q Morning Show, Q104, Bill and Alyssa. Yesterday at this time, this is when Alyssa shocked everyone with the news that she bought a home in Parma Heights and she's moving on Saturday.
I don't think anybody was more shocked than you, though, somehow.
And then we got this text from Jen, and we had to call her up. Hi, Jen.
Hey.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. So we got your text, and it starts off by saying, Alyssa, I think we're on the same life path. Can you explain that?
Just the whole, like, growing up in Brunswick and then moving across the country and then coming back to Cleveland. And now she bought a house in Parma Heights, and that's kind of exactly what I did.
Okay, so you are a Brunswick native.
Mm-hmm.
So when you left Brunswick, where did you go, Jen?
To Oregon.
Oh, okay. So you went to the West Coast, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then when did you come back?
2015.
What brought you back, Jen?
It was hard to find a good career out there. I found myself, like, competing for, like, $12 an hour barista jobs, and I was like, this is crazy. Mm. I have a master's degree. I want like, a living wage.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I totally get that.
Okay, so you're back. Now, did you move downtown first, and then...
That's where we missed each other. I just moved back home with my family.
Okay. But what's the final detail here that makes you think you're on the same life path as Alyssa?
I bought a house in Parva Heights as my first house.
We might be neighbors.
We might be neighbors.
Wouldn't that be funny?
That'd be so funny.
That would be really funny.
That's just crazy. I feel like we're living like mirrored. We're in like parallel universes.
We are.
What specific places do you like going in Parma Heights? Like, where's your go-to places?
The clubhouse is good for like goulash and like that kind of food.
Mm-hmm.
The Post and Beam is just really awesome for like a Halloween bar. It's always a Halloween bar, but it's more Halloween-y.
Oh, wait, what's it called?
The Post and Beam.
Oh, I love Halloween.
And then they kind of just completely redid Bilderberg Heights. It's unrecognizable. We have like a Starbucks now for the first time.
What?
And like a McAllister's Deli. So it's all like new and nice now.
That's good.
Yeah, there's just like a ton of like cute little restaurants and bars, and the Schnitzel House is always like really popular.
Oh yeah, did we go to the Schnitzel House?
Oh, we went to the place across the street.
Oh, the Schnitz Ale?
Yes.
Yes.
That's where we had, Alyssa and I had dinner there. We had a double date there one night.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Oh, okay. So I already like Parma Heights too.
See, there you go. He's coming around already.
Do you guys follow each other on IG? You should at this point.
Do you want to be friends? I don't have any friends.
I have to go find you right now. Yeah.
That's awesome. Jen, thank you. I'm glad the two of you found each other.
Me too. I've been like following the story on the radio, and I was like, no, we're just a neighbor. We're from Brunswick, and we have like parallel lives.
That is so funny. I love it.
Thanks, Jen. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Welcome to Parma Heights.
Thank you.
Bye.
The Q Morning Show. Q104. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, happy Halloween. I guess we have time for one more real-life ghost story.
Ooh, I love ghost stories.
Like, it has to be today, right? If we're doing real life ghost stories in December, then
yeah, that'd be a little weird.
Something has gone horribly wrong.
Yeah.
So let's bring in Eric in Medina. Eric, good morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. We're excited to hear your real life ghost story. So let me get comfortable. Let me get
Get in the zone.
Adjusted, situated here. All right, Eric, we're ready for your real life ghost story. Go ahead.
Okay. Have you guys ever heard of the ghost that haunts 71?
I have not.
Oh.
There's a ghost that haunts the interstate. 71.
Yes. Oh, I know this one.
You've heard of this?
Oh, I know this one. All yes, right. I do.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's a ghost hitchhiker that sometimes will show up for like people driving alone on 71 in Medina County, and I'm more than confident that I saw him one night.
Okay. I have a question first off here. Now, when you see this hitchhiker on 71, is it only around Halloween time, or he could appear anytime during the year?
No, he could appear anytime. This is one of my biggest fears. Like, I kind of get nervous when I drive on 71 at night by myself because of this.
Okay. Yeah. I've never heard this. So, Eric, tell me about the night that you saw the ghostly hitchhiker.
Okay. So, I'm going to BW. And at the time, I had been working on a project with a guy in my class until probably like 10:30, 11:30 at night, somewhere in there. So I'm driving home 71, and I just passed the Brunswick exit, and I see this guy on the side of the road. It's dark out, so, you know, from the distance I was coming from, I only saw that it was like a guy randomly walking on the side of the highway, and he looked like he had like a long jacket on, which I already thought was kind of weird. I didn't see any cars that were pulled over that might have been broken down, like he had a flat, like somebody, you know, just had a blowout or something, so...
Mm.
I'm not going to stop, to be honest, you know, he's not going to stop.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't either.
Here's where I think it gets super weird.
Okay, because it's weird to this point, so it gets more weird than this?
So right as I'm about to pass him, and my headlights, like, come right up on him, gone. He just vanishes.
I already knew where this story was going, and I still have, like, chills.
Yeah, I literally just got my got goose pimples all up my arms right now. So I'm freaking out, and I'm just trying to get home as fast as I could. So I walk through the door, and I tell my mom what happened, and she starts laughing, and she's like, "This is an urban legend. It's been on forever. Even the cops are aware of them because they've gotten so many calls over the years about it." So to this day, it's freaking me out so much, I do my best to avoid taking 71 into Medina County.
Oh, come on. You won't even drive around there now?
Hey, well, when it's dark out, I try to avoid it, right? But, you know, daytime's okay. When it's dark out, though.
That stretch of 71 specifically has, like, no lights either. Like, there's no big, like, they end, like, right after the Strongsville exit.
Okay.
So it's, like, extra spooky and really dark.
I have never heard this before. You've heard about the ghostly hitchhiker before.
I'm from Brunswick. It's in our county, yes.
But you've never seen him.
No, but I'm terrified. Like, I seriously, like, this has haunted me for years.
216-474-0104. Have you ever heard about the ghostly hitchhiker on 71 in Medina County? That's one. Do you know the history behind this? Like, what is the story behind it?
Oh, I don't know.
He's hitchhiking, so it's got to be from, what, the 60s or 70s?
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is that the cops do, like, apparently know about him from everything that I've heard. Because they do get calls about, like, oh, there's some random dude hitchhiking.
All right.
Like, oh, no, that's just the ghost.
Thank you, Eric. Great story. Fill us in. 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So where are you going tonight for trick-or-treat?
I'm going home to Brunswick. I'm going to help my family hand out candy to trick-or-treaters. I'm hoping that we get some. I know that it's been light the past couple of years. But, yeah, we're going to be handing out candy there.
You'll be interacting with the kids when they come up. Oh, like, oh, you're such a cute little witch. That kind of thing.
Yeah,
you'll be doing that?
Pretty much. I hope that I don't scare them with this, with this makeup I got on today.
Every time I think about trick-or-treat night, I have one specific memory that pops up into my head, and it makes me laugh every single time. So this is when I'm in my early to mid-20s,
mm-hmm.
and I'm living in Lakewood. I'm renting a house in Lakewood with my roommate, a college roommate.
Mm-hmm.
And that summer into the fall, he filmed a movie. He really wanted to get into film, and he actually filmed and created and edited his own movie.
Oh, very cool.
But he spent the entire summer and throughout that entire fall filming this movie. And so we had these black tarps that he put up all over the house. Like, it covered every window, the dining room, the kitchen window, the living room, black tarp. So there was no natural sunlight.
I'm going to assume that neither of you had girlfriends.
No, see, at the time I did.
Oh, wow. Shocking. I'm surprised that they would come over.
She knew what was going on. But for that entire summer, there was never any natural sunlight that came into the house.
Yeah.
But it's Halloween night, and I'm sitting on my front porch, and my girlfriend... Thank you very much.
Okay, sorry, I'm just saying.
Not my wife, Paula, but my girlfriend at the time. We're sitting on the front porch, and we're handing out candy to trick-or-treaters that are coming at the house. Now, our next-door neighbors, who we've never met before, okay, it's like also young 20-somethings.
Yeah.
They went all out for Halloween, and they have their house decorated. They've got the lights and the smoke machine going.
Love it.
And they also have this, like, a karaoke machine or something.
Oh, no.
Like a microphone and a speaker. And so when kids are coming up to their front yard, they're like, oh, what a spooky little ghost that we have here.
Wait, I love that.
Come up and get some candy if you dare. Oh. So they're doing that, and we're watching them, and we're enjoying it. We're having a nice night. It's Halloween night.
Yeah.
And then the next thing that I hear is, oh, thank you very much for coming up. Now, be careful when you go to the house next door. They're filming porn movies over there.
What? Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, what?
And you've never met them?
I never met them.
Like, you weren't just, like, friends, and they were just, like, busting you.
No.
No, those are, like, strangers, essentially.
Yeah, well, we went over there to introduce ourselves.
You were like, hey!
After that.
That's not what's happening.
And they were laughing, and we were laughing, and we all had a good time that Halloween night.
Wow. Talk about breaking the ice.
Yes. The Halloween night that I discovered that all of our neighbors thought we were filming the porn movie.
You weren't, right?
No.
Okay, good.
Big or small, we want it all. It's Good Vibes at 855 on Q104.
Let's go to Avon Lake so we can say good morning to Crystal. Crystal, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us a good vibe, something good, something that makes you happy right now.
So something that makes me happy right now is that I like to go on walks, and it really doesn't matter what time of day, but normally when it's, like, a little cooler outside, when it's, like, you know, the sun's going down or coming up, I walk by this lake, pond, whatever, and there are always, like, little turtles in there, and I like to go and just, like, sit and look at the little turtles floating around.
Oh, my God.
I think it's very cute.
I would love that, too.
It's the best.
Do you ever get to, like, pet the turtles?
Oh, no. I'm so scared. I don't trust the turtles. I just like to look at them.
Okay, fair enough.
And how long are you out there? Are we talking hours?
Probably not hours, but, like, I'll sit there for, you know, a few minutes and maybe 30 minutes, top.
Wow.
Keep them some company.
It's your moment of zen.
It is. It really is.
It is.
Oh, I love that, Crystal. Thank you for calling up and sharing your good vibe.
Sure. Thank you.
If it makes you feel good, then it's a good vibe. And we love it when you share with us, 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show, Q104, Dua Lipa.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.